Joining us by telephone is Kelly Ladovac, president at Valley Communities Credit Union. Expansion coming for the credit union. What's happening?
Well, we just purchased a building in Cronenwetter, right on the corner of X and Double X, and we plan to put a branch office there, hopefully by summer. We'd like to be in by about June.
Now, this is not the first time the credit union has expanded now, is it? This is getting to be a regular thing.
We have expanded through various mergers, but this is actually our first shot at going into a brand new location without a merger.
What prompted the credit union to make this move?
We are always looking at ways to expand and grow our business. And when we looked at the Cronenwetter area, they are really a thriving community, great growth, and we already have a good chunk of our members in Cronenwetter.
So this actually makes existing customers have a more convenient location.
Yes, absolutely. We've got over 650 members already in the Cronenwetter area.
Is there a target date for getting it up and running?
We hope sometime second quarter, hopefully June or so, but that's all yet to be determined depending on remodeling and construction and so forth.
You'd know this part better than I ever would. Way things have gone in the last several years with everything from banking and regulations and how the financial industry works. Is it getting to the point where you have to be bigger or you die off?
That's a really interesting question. I think as long as you serve a special niche, you can continue to grow and thrive. So I wouldn't say you have to be a certain size. You just have to be good at what you do.
For those that really don't understand the difference, there's a big difference between a bank and a credit union, isn't there?
There certainly is.
Let's give them a little bit of a highlight. What is the basic difference?
The biggest difference between a bank and a credit union is its ownership. Credit unions are completely member-owned. Every person that has an account with us is considered a member, and they have one voting right as long as they're over the age of 18. So that is our biggest difference versus being owned by shareholders or stockholders.
If anybody would like to find out more about Valley Communities Credit Union or about the upcoming opening of the new Cronenwetter site, who should they talk to?
They can certainly call, and I'd be more than happy to talk to them. They can also get more information about us on our website at www.valleycommunities.org.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I appreciate your time and your interest in learning about our new expansion plans.